expectations can ruin you or build you up. During Christmas, expectations can fly sky high. Do you remember your expectations of receiving a particular gift only to be disappointed by another pair of socks? I do. And yet there are moments when every expectation was fulfilled and exceeded in unexpected ways. On December 23rd, 1978, I was surprised by God. I didn't really expect anything special that Christmas. Although I was discouraged by life, I'd heard about a relationship with Jesus that had given me a little bit of hope. So I went to my brother Mickey's house to celebrate with his family. And I knew my mom and dad would be arriving soon, and I noticed my heart was a little less angry and defensive before my parents arrived. What? To tell you the truth, my attitude surprised me. I'd not spoken to my dad for over a year, and I only had hurt and bitterness towards him. But the good news of Jesus had a weird effect, tenderizing my heart and causing me to hope again and care again, even expect things to change. The Bible says the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than a double-edged sword, and it penetrates even to the dividing of soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. Is the Word of God and the Spirit working on you to love, care, or forgive? Well, the night of their arrival was a disaster. My dad was as angry and mean as I remembered him, and he immediately went to my room to pack. My little bit of hope had been dashed by the reality of a broken relationship. Expectations of people generally set us up for more pain and hurt. But my big brother walked into my room and saw my rage. He listened to my sad story and unashamedly asked me one question, then provided the answer. "Paul, do you know what you need?" I answered, "No, Mick. What do I need?" Mick answered in a way that I never expected. "Paul, you need a relationship with Jesus Christ." I wish I could have answered with, "Yes, Mick, hallelujah, I see the light." But instead, I said, "I'm never going to receive Jesus. Religion doesn't work." I'm not sure what you're expecting this Christmas, but I can encourage you to shift all your desires, hopes, and cares to Jesus. Because it's not about a religion. It's about a relationship. And did you know that you're a miracle? And I'm your friend, Paul Marc Goulet.